The Gospel according to Luke. Please stand if you are able. This is the word of the Lord. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days. And at the end of them, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Well, we asked the kids what their favorite thing to do was, and let me ask you, being that this is Lent and all, what are you tempted by? Chocolate? I hear that. It's become a physical addiction. The moment that you start to go on a diet and give up sweets, your body craves sugar. And I think that the best form of sugar is chocolate. What tempts you? What is your personal temptation? Not what are temptations in general, but what tempts you? Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. People have all kinds of temptations. For some people, it's alcohol, drugs, gambling, tobacco, lust. For other people, it's gossiping. It's lying. It's their ego. They're narcissist, self-centered. For some people, it's stealing. Other people, it's being a bully and putting fear into other people, emotionally or physically. And the list goes on. People are tempted to do all kinds of things. So what is it? What is then temptation? Temptation are those. It's those things that we find hard to resist, and that take us away from God, takes our focus off of God. Things that we find hard to resist. We actually lose control when it comes to some temptations. When our temptations are greater than our love for God, that's sin. See, when temptation is greater than our love from God, it becomes our idol. In John 14:15, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments." You hear me say that a lot. Jesus said we have to love him more than we love anyone else, more than we love life itself. We have to love him more than we love whatever it is that tempts us, more than we love chocolate, more than we love lying or gossiping or being a bully, more than we love addictions in our lives. We have to love Jesus more than anything. See, and let those who have ears hear. When you have that much love for Christ, that's the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's not easy, I know. That's why it's called temptation, and that's why it happens in our weak areas. It's the areas that we struggle in that we have our greatest temptation. There are some things that we are tempted by, but it's easy to say, nope, won't do that, won't go there. But you got to understand that with every temptation, there is a spiritual side to it. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be self-controlled and be alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." The devil is roaming around the world looking for someone to devour. And the devil is cunning. A lion attacks an animal at its weakest. The devil is looking for your weak point. And how does he devour people? Through temptation. The devil tempts us and leads us astray, distracts us, gets us to turn our backs on God, to give in to temptation. That's how he devours us. But I'm a Christian. I go to church. I shouldn't have to worry about these things. You know, I go to church. I hang out with some other Christians. And well, Matthew 7:21, and this scripture scares me, okay? You know, it always makes me second guess myself sometimes. Matthew 7:21 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven." Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," people who look and act like Christians, who sit in church, are those who call Jesus, "Lord, Lord." But because of temptation, they fall away. Matthew 24 says that in the last days, the love of most will grow cold. People are going to fall away. Not everybody who says, "Lord, Lord," to Jesus will enter into heaven. God will not be mocked. Temptations can lead us astray. And if we look at Jesus' trial in the wilderness, Jesus was alone in the wilderness. The Spirit drove him out there. He didn't go home and pack. He went out into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Roasting hot during the day, freezing cold at night, no 5-star motel to stay in. And he didn't eat that whole time. He spent it in reflection and prayer. And when he was at his weakest, the devil came and tempted him. And of course, after 40 days, Jesus was really hungry. You can imagine. Imagine 40 days and all of a sudden the smell homemade bread. Man, I tell you what, that's got to be one of the best smells in the whole world. My mom, I knew, I grew up my mom cooking, baking bread. What a smell. And the devil says to Jesus, "Turn this, if you are the Son of God, turn this bread, this stone into bread. Turn that stone into bread. Have some warm, fresh bread. You can do that." Hunger drives us to do some strange and dangerous, wrongful things sometimes. Not just hunger for food, but a hunger for other things. Jesus said, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." So he couldn't get him in his physical area. So he takes Jesus up on a high mountain and he shows him all the kingdoms of the world. And he says, "I'll give you control over all these kingdoms. I'll give you all their wealth. It'll be yours." And why does he say that? Because he's appealing to Jesus' vanity. He's appealing to Jesus' desire to help the people. He knew that Jesus was there because he loved people. "Listen, I'll help you achieve your goals. The ends justify the means. It's okay. You can help everybody because I'll give you the whole world. All you got to do is worship me instead of God." Man, that sounds like a beautiful thing. He could help a lot of people. I want to tell you, temptation has a beautiful side to it. Temptation can look really good. Oh, come on. It's not, you know, let's talk about so-and-so, you know, because we need to pray for her. So that gives us license to gossip. It's just a little white lie. I didn't want to hurt anybody. You know, I didn't want to ruin anybody's reputation, so I didn't tell the truth. Well, I stole because I know that so-and-so would really like this. And I didn't have the money to get it, so I figured it'd be okay to steal it. After all, strong shall survive. It's okay to pick on somebody and bully them and push them around. I'm defending somebody else. I'm telling you, we got all kind of reasons. Temptation can look real appealing to us and sound real good, but be poison to our spirits. So he said he could have the whole world. Jesus said, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And then the devil tempted Jesus by questioning his claim to be the Son of God. He took him up to the pinnacle on the temple and he said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. Prove to everybody, prove to the world that you are the Son of God, because his angels, God has given his angels charge over you and will not let you hit the ground. But throw yourself from this pinnacle and we'll let everybody watch you fall and all of a sudden stop as angels catch you. If you are the Son of God. And that's one of the devil's favorite tactics. Doubt. Getting us to doubt our relationship with Jesus. Getting us to doubt our Christianity. Getting us to doubt whether or not it's worth going through all this hassle and making all these sacrifices. Getting us to doubt whether or not we should even go to church. Getting us to doubt whether or not the Word of God is really the Word of God. Doubt, doubt, doubt. And he started that tactic with Adam and Eve. Did God really say you shouldn't eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Well, that you'll be like him. It is pleasing fruit. Look at it. Doubt. A tactic of the enemy, if you are. It says in James chapter 1, verse 6, but when you ask God for anything, you must not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed about by the wind. And in James 1, 13, it says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted. He can't be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by their own evil desire they are dragged away and enticed. Jesus replied to the devil with simply, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Well, we all struggle with temptations of all kinds, one kind or another. Sometimes those temptations overpower us and drag us away. Thanks be to God. All we have to do is repent of our sin and ask for forgiveness. We get it. Our first line of defense in this world of evil surrounded by all these temptations, our first line of defense is what Jesus did here. It is written. To quote the word of God. Because the devil knows what it is too. And he knows if you're quoting the word of God, that you're standing on the word of God. You're standing on the authority of God's word. It is written. That's why it's so important that you know what is written. Your first attack against, or your first defense against temptation is a spiritual one. It is written. So practice that. Study the scriptures so that you can say it when it's needed, because the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. James chapter 4, verse 3 says this, submit yourselves then to God. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and God will come near to you. So here during Lent, examine your life. See what it is that you wrestle with. What temptation is it that is dragging you away from God, preventing you from being a better disciple of Jesus Christ? And then take authority over that temptation. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Say, it is written. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and God will come near to you. God loves you, and so do I.